I can hear it bouncing.
You don't have to hide your kink from the world. I see your chihuahua.
Oh, yours is as good as that.
And I'm not even a Star Wars fan.
But I think, let me say, because I'm going to be honest, this does not fit my head.
It's just constantly open.
It doesn't.
Oh my god.
It's actually rather uncomfortable.
It made it for his Kyla. It's
fit that stupid woman on the YouTube video. Yeah. I saw her.
I said you couldn't quit laughing.
She wore that thing perfect. I don't understand. And she's definitely fatter than me.
Good girl.
I mean that with all due respect. All due respect. But she sat in her car and that's all you heard. You know what this thing does? This thing scares my kids.
It is kind of terrifying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, I want to say they were only two or so when we got this, and that was terrifying. Like, they'd scream. Here, you try it on. Jack is putting the mask on. Yeah.
It's a constantly open.
What the fuck is wrong with my head?
No, dude, I have the biggest head known to mankind.
No, that is not possible.
What size hat do you wear?
I'm guessing my hat size should be somewhere in like in the 7 3/4.
That's
seven.
Exactly my size.
Okay.
And sometimes it's too small.
So.
In the meantime, I see a dude with dreadlocks come in. He's like size 8. I'm like, bro. You have dreadlocks and that hat's big on you. My ass is like, it'll fit, I'll make it fit.
You know what, I'm going to let you fill time while I go get something that you're gonna be
inspired by. Because this is actually pretty cool. This was a Christmas gift. My hat collection is becoming mm-hmm. unnecessarily large.
Oh yes, I feel your pain there.
So
I have that one. We have two of the same ones.
No, they're different. So that's, of course, your favorite.
Okay.
By the way, congratulations on Keekly.
Oh, dude, see, you're wrong for that. Even if you don't like the Panthers, you like Luke Keekly.
I do like Luke Keekly.
This is kind of like Greg Olsen. You can't not like Greg Olsen.
I have a terrific, there's my Pirates. Ami got that one for me when she and the family went up to, Pittsburgh. That one I got recently because I did not have a fitted hat.
I need a classic. It's a classic Braves hat, red bill, blue top.
I like this one. That was the military one. That was nice.
Oh, so it's the same kind as the Philly over there, Pittsburgh.
This was a Christmas gift from me.
That's excellent.
It is a fitted cap that is netted.
It's a trucker cap. Trucker.
Yeah, but you can't find these anywhere. I don't know where she found this.
Well, who makes it?
It's New Era. Yeah.
The internet. It's not on their website. Find that, sir.
It's not on the website.
Maybe it's discontinued, but
potentially.
I like it.
Try it on.
What is it? Let's see.
No, don't look. Just try it on.
To the date. It'll fit. It perfectly fits.
No, shut up.
Dude, it perfectly fits.
When I was playing baseball, like the size of the hats that they got weren't like great. Like there was like a 7, a 7 1/4, a 7 1/2, 7 3/4, and then an 8. And when I was playing, like the 7 3/4 wasn't big enough. I was doing weight training, so that didn't fit. But I can put fingers.
It's a glorious feeling when you find a hat that fits because you stick with it.
Oh yeah. Well, you know what? So in high school, what we'd do is we'd have to pull this down and shove like paper in there.
Well, and so the other thing is too is if it's not curved, it's gonna make it even tighter.
Oh yeah.
So like I got the Braves hat fitted 7 3/4. And when I had longer hair,
uh-huh.
and it fit tight, and I was like, I don't care. It's the biggest size they have, and I really want the hat. And I was like, I'll get my hair cut. So it fit when I had a buzzed head. And I was like, man, it fits. And I bent the bill a little bit. I was wearing it for like 30 minutes and started getting a headache. I was like, it doesn't fit. Took it off, and I had the line.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, I got to find a bigger-headed person to squeeze it in there. Squeeze it on their
stretch
head.
It out. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah. Like, that's I won't great. Find that person, but I need to find that person.
That's great. Well, all right. So this is...
I'll find Rocky from The Mask.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know
yeah,
what I'm
yeah.
talking about?
Yeah,
like
yeah,
Cher
yeah.
movie?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You're just going to leave it in...
That's the other thing. The deep well.
Yeah.
So some of these hats, like I saw you had the one I had, when it fits halfway, you just look like an idiot.
Yeah.
Like, where are my people?
Yeah.
Something like, about Mary. Like, it just doesn't fit your head.
What was the one you were saying?
It's one of these.
It's shallow.
Yeah, and these are shallow.
Yeah, when they're shallow, it doesn't work.
Yeah, see, these were... So, that's... You got the two.
I didn't see that. But that's... See, I got that one. No, yeah. Those are Braves hats. Never mind.
Yeah, no, these are Braves.
See, but they got the Gamecock on the side, but which is awesome.
It doesn't sit down low enough. It's like, the only way it works is if my head is shaved. Yeah. That's the only way it works.
Nope.
So, I wind up going through... And, of course, nobody can see what we're doing. We're looking at a stupid bunch of baseball hats. Like, I don't even think this one's ever been worn. Yes, it has. I wore it when we were playing softball,
Got Walmart written all over it.
I think it was.
Because only Walmart puts the USC on the back of their hats.
Oh, is that what it is?
You never really see them. It's like the knockoff brands are like, screw the lawsuit, we're putting it on there.
Yeah. Well, it's Walmart. Walmart has that built into their budget.
Yeah, in multiple ways.
This one really got gross. And that one's not great anymore.
Georgia Tech.
Oh yeah.
I literally have no context for Georgia Tech. Like I don't it doesn't elicit any emotion from
me. I think this was a Walmart as well, cuz it's got the...
Yeah, but see, you don't know that when you're not like in Atlanta or something.
It's the same thing as those college ones. The other college ones is you have to pull it all the way down. And
we need more fabric. There's a $1 million idea for a fathead store that's not stickers on your wall. It's just
right.
It's a hat store. It's not that I'm intelligent. I just have a big ass head.
It's not going to fit everyone.
My mother walks with a limp. It's been 31 years.
I don't care remember what I saw, but there was definitely, I think somebody was showing off baby pictures. I saw the pictures. I was like, oh, cute baby. Is the mother okay?
No.
We lost her.
Job we are her. Too late for the episiotomy.
it wasn't as bad as it could have been.
Yeah.
The baby was still born. We did lose the mother.
She was in half. Like Dewey Cox, he hit him. He was right in half. You remember that?
Yeah.
Halved him. Until this very moment, I didn't realize how easy it was to have somebody with a machete, Dewey. I'm sorry. Wrong kid, Dad.
That's right. That's great. All right. So
tangent over.
It's been well over a year since we've done a podcast. I think the last one we do was that the one with Keith in it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Accompanying video.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel bad for everyone that watched that because not only the problem was we were using Hangouts to communicate back and forth and record it. So we recorded it over Hangouts, and Google's technology, while it is fantastic,
not perfect.
Yeah, the switching wasn't. I always had this idea for a movie that I wanted to write a movie. I wanted to write a screenplay, but the directing, you were only ever going to see people's reaction to someone else talking. That's what that was.
Yeah. it was a weird Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah, yeah.
No action, just it was him clear as a whistle, and then blurs across the screen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was So if you have the opportunity, you want to go back and watch that. You know what? Don't do that. Don't do that. I may actually take that down.
So today is January 15th, 2020.
It is. We are approaching the Iowa caucuses of the 2020 election. And you texted me last night.
I did.
I did not watch the debate.
You did not. Is there a part two tonight?
I don't think so.
Because I didn't see Yang Gang on there.
Nope, he wasn't invited. No, they have criteria that they have to meet in order. That's why you have what's his name? De Blasio, the last mayor of New York.
Bloomberg.
Bloomberg. Oh. Bloomberg's running around saying, you know, that he still wants to stand in front of people and talk to them, but he's having to rent his own space, he's having to pay for it all himself, but he can't get on the date stage because of the rules that are set for the Democratic Party. You have to have a percentage of support, so you have to make it some level in the polls, and then secondly, you have to have a certain number of individual donors, just individual donors.
So more than being invited, they didn't qualify.
Right? They just didn't qualify. And Bloomberg's not taking any money from any supporters. So he's not taking any financial support from anyone other than just his own bank account.
Well, and apparently he said that he would spend $1 billion to fight Trump.
That is insane.
I want to say it was Trevor Noah did it best. Go give Trump $1 billion. You see that weave he's wearing? No. Well, he would take it.
Well, Bill Maher did the same thing. Bill Maher did a whole thing on. He said, "Yeah, basically, he said I know at least enough people to. I know at least 1,000 people that have $1 million themselves. We could get $1 billion." And just send it to Trump to get him to leave office.
Oh, and he has no money.
Yeah.
And we're going to find that out, hopefully.
I hope so.
Another thing I was going to say, so they voted today on sending the articles.
I saw that.
And at the same time, either last night or this morning, Lev Parnas.
Yeah, I saw. So just before you get too far, just in case this is the only news source that someone has, the president got impeached.
Yeah, in case you didn't know.
Here's the sad.
Well, here's the other thing, and I'm going to look it up real quick. I wanted to see the voting numbers. Was there any cross the aisle voting?
That's a good question. I didn't see the vote. I know that it was going to pass, but but how many Democrats sided?
Right, and what did they had one independent this time who was there to vote.
Was it Tulsi Gabbard again?
No, she's a senator, right?
No, she's a House representative.
See, right here and right now, that's one reason why you don't get this as your pure news source, because I couldn't tell you, I couldn't remember if Tulsi Gabbard was a senator or a congressman.
Yeah, she's a congressman. Okay. Congresswoman. And actually, Rachel Maddow tonight.
Trump, Pence, Barb.
She's got Lev Parnas.
Really?
She's interviewing him tonight. He'll be on her show.
On CNN?
MSNBC.
Or MSNBC.
At 9 once. O'clock.
Yeah.
So by the time this comes out, you'll have just missed it.
So when you're done with this podcast, you can go watch MSNBC.
That'll be interesting.
Congress votes today. I need numbers.
So if the president gets impeached by the House. Until this point, Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, has opted to hold on to the actual impeachment and not send it over to the Senate because they did not agree with the rules that were being set, or there were no rules being set by the Senate. The only thing that we really got was Lindsey Graham from our state. Basically said, I don't care about any evidence. I'm siding with the president on this. Absolutely. Regardless. And Mitch McConnell, who is the leader, the majority leader in the Senate, he already in interviews basically came right out and said, I'm working with the White House on this, and so we're going to go this direction regardless.
Mm-hmm.
They were moving in a direction where they were not going to allow any witnesses. At one point, they wanted no documentation, so I guess we are going to see documents. And all of this hinges on what is John Roberts, the Supreme Court justice? How is he going to handle this now? Because he's the one that's going to actually, I believe, he's the one that's actually going to be asking the questions that then will be answered by if there are witnesses.
Yeah, and then I guess the only rules, and I just saw this before we got on, the only rules that have passed so far are that of 7th grade. Sit down, don't be on the phone, don't talk, address Chief Justice Roberts as Mr. Chief Justice. Literally, it's Mr. Chief Justice.
Interesting.
So they passed those rules. So today is January 15th, and the House vote on the impeachment trial was 228-193. Let's see what the final numbers were.
Wait, 228-193. That is pretty much evenly split.
I didn't see any. There's no cross. There was one nay from a Democrat.
Yeah, and that's the guy that's probably the guy from New Jersey that's switching parties.
I thought he already switched, though.
I don't think he has yet.
You have to wait like a certain time frame to do that?
No, there's no waiting. It's just...
Here's your party annual enrollment. Which side are you picking this year?
He's just an asshole.
And he was completely incompetent at his job to begin with.
Oh, yeah. Well, the other thing is as soon as he switches, the only reason he's truly switching is because his district leans more Republican than Democrat, and the reason he's switching is because he doesn't, I guess, as a Democrat, he is afraid that he's going to be primaried out. Mm-hmm. As a Republican, he's probably still going to get primaried out.
So here we go, where it breaks them down by state, and it kind of looks like a weird, ridiculous honeycomb, but apparently at least one, and I'm pretty sure that's Joe...
Manchin?
The congressman Virginia. From... No.
Oh, West Virginia, I mean.
The congressman from South Carolina, it's Joe... gosh.
Talking about the Democrat down in...
Charleston.
So he was the vote?
For South Carolina, I believe so. Oh. I can't see, and again, if we could show this, but it's a honeycomb. That doesn't make any sense. So is that Georgia? And that's South Carolina? Which honeycomb is it?
This is...
South Carolina.
That's South Carolina. So that's Georgia.
It was 5-2 in South Carolina, but I mean, it's controlled. So when you look at the whole map, look at California. So I guess that's actually... That is just California.
That is an interesting way of portraying that. Yeah.
Well, that's what you get from govtrack.us.
A lot of money being invested.
If you want to see this, it's govtrack.us. And you have to find the on agreeing to the resolution H. Res. 798, appointing and authorizing managers for the impeachment trial of Donald John Trump. What a terrible name. President of the United States. Asterisk, unfortunately. Okay.
Actually, so it was actually Representative Colin Peterson of Minnesota who voted as a Democrat against the impeachment.
I would like to know his reasoning.
Because
I'm open to all sides. It's kind of like the John Bolton thing. Well, quit poking your head in and saying that you know some stuff. Is it going to exonerate him, or is he actually getting railroaded? Because
right.
I just wanted to tell us the information.
Yeah. So what he's doing essentially is, unless the Republicans can, or unless the Democrats can get like 4 or 5 Republicans to side with them on admitting witnesses into the actual hearings, there won't be any witnesses. McConnell's already decided there will not be any witnesses to this trial.
Well, don't they even have to decide whether they're going to even vote on it?
Yeah.
So we have to decide to decide.
Yeah, they have to decide. They have to vote in witnesses.
And it's even beyond being bureaucratic now. It's just pedantic. It's not even checks and balances anymore. It feels like it's just, and then you have Mitch McConnell outright saying, "I've been working with the White House on a defense."
Yeah,
you're a lawyer. You're supposed to hear the evidence and make a decision, and now you're saying, "Well, we don't even want evidence." And it behooves you, if you really are that hard on the Republican train, to tie up these senators who are Democratic nominees.
Right.
So it could be a win-lose for you.
Yeah.
I guess the truth just doesn't really matter, and you have to look at it. And I always say this, I hate when someone says Republicans XYZ ABC, Democrats ABC XY. No, that shouldn't be done that way, because there's Republicans I like, there's Democrats I don't like.
Right.
There's psychopaths on both sides of the aisle.
Oh, yeah.
But the objective truth needs to be found, and that's just being stymied every which way you go about it.
Yeah.
And I can't stand it. I seriously can't stand Mitch McConnell doing it, and I just want to throw lettuce at him and watch him come out of his shell. And...
No. He completely... everything that he said that the Democrats did when he was not the Speaker, or when he was not the Majority Leader in the House, or in the Senate... When he was not the majority leader in the Senate, all he did was pitch a fit over the Democrats not allowing this, or not allowing them to push, not allowing them to bring things to the floor, all of these things, or that they rammed the Affordable Care Act down their throats without any ability to read the documentation, any ability to read the bill, any of that. And then when they took over after the 2010 election. No.
Was it 2012?
No, 2012 was a general election, so it was 20. So
it was 8 and then 16.
Well, those were those 8 was, yeah, 8, it was 8, 12, and 16 every 4 years. Yeah. So,
8, 12, 16, yes.
So when Mitch McConnell did take over as the House Majority Leader, and when President Trump was elected, the first thing, I mean, when he took over the Senate majority, basically, he just blocked everything that anything that would have assisted President Obama in pushing his policy forward, mm-hmm. just got blocked.
Yeah.
So we lose a couple. We lose a Supreme Court justice, and that gets blocked for a year on the excuse that it's an election year.
Yeah.
So, and they asked the question just a few months ago. They asked him. They said, "Well, you know, if Ruth Bader Ginsburg or someone else were to pass away or retire or whatever, you know," he said, "because it's an election year, would you wait?" And he's like, "No, we'd fill it." You know, I mean, he completely contradicts everything.
It's not going his way, so let me.
Yeah,
this is the way it has, and that's exactly what Lindsey Graham has done.
I agree.
I mean, to a blatant obvious, like Cuomo on CNN, he brought up the whole, like, he was digging up the past during the 99 impeachment. You do not have to have a crime for impeachment.
Yeah.
Where is he now? There's no crime.
Yeah.
What happened to you? What does Trump have on you, Lindsey?
He has a membership to every single one of Donald Trump's call for sorts. That's what it is. That's how he bought him. All he had to do was just offer him the ability to play golf at any one of his resorts, and Lindsey Graham said, "All right, you can shove it on my ass."
Yeah. And did you see the car ride video with him talking? Beau Biden had just passed away, and someone was interviewing in the back of like a Tahoe or something, and they're going down the road, and he's like, "What do you think of?" I can't remember. I don't even know if you heard the question, but he just starts waxing poetically about Joe Biden, and he's like, and he's teary eyed. I mean, and he's like, "If you don't like Joe Biden, you need to do some serious soul searching because he's one of the best human beings I know."
Wow.
And I'm literally, my jaw is just on the floor watching this, and I'm like, you literally almost sold your soul.
It is amazing how easily these senators, either side, just go back and forth between what their viewpoint is. And again, like I said, I fully believe that the reason that Lindsey Graham has basically chewed off his own tongue in order to make President Trump happy is because Trump basically lets him play golf at any resort he's got. The problem is, for Lindsey, is that all of this will come back to bite him in the end, because once eventually Trump will no longer be in office. Mm-hmm. If he gets reelected, then he gets reelected, and then it's 4 more years, but he will eventually not be in office. And when that happens, there are court cases in place waiting for him to not be in office, federal cases, that once that happens, the U.S. Marshals Service is going to come in and seize everything, including his golf resorts.
Yeah.
The U.S. Marshals Service will outright own every single thing that Donald Trump and his family own right now.
Yeah.
And Lindsey Graham won't have access to any of those. It's ridiculous. It's like no one is doing any thinking of what is going to happen. Like, there's no realistic recognition. No one's being observant of the fact that all of this is going to fall apart. It has to.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way that President Trump leaves office and does not walk into federal custody.
Right. And the pure ego void that's going to be left there.
Oh, my gosh.
You're, I mean, and think about this, guys. These senators who are supporting Trump, you're setting a precedent.
Oh, yeah.
That when the tables get turned on you, and this isn't necessarily a good thing by any means, but you're setting a precedent that the president of the United States can do whatever he wants. And damn you if you try anything else.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because if you stack up and you outnumber other people, then the other side, then it's going your way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I wonder if there's enough people that are woke enough to recognize that this is going terribly.
My mother was always Republican and always talked about just be Republican, and she has a sense of going nowadays, like, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
And so there are people out there who are just like switching around and coming to their senses and being like, that guy said grab you by the pussy. Like, oh, the president said it, so I can say this on public in public, right, wherever I want. No, your president said this.
Yeah.
Jameis Winston jumped up on the table and said what he said right in the, you know.
Yeah.
It got in way more trouble than Donald Trump did,
probably. Right. But
Where are you drawing this line? It's wherever you're sighted on, right there.
Yeah.
Just put it right in front of me. Well, there's where it is. There's the line.
We work, at least on my side, I think your side has fewer conservative Republicans. I don't know. Maybe they don't. But on my side, there's definitely a leaning towards liberal on my side, except for individuals.
Sure.
And those few individuals, and this is the case just in life in general, is that those few individuals have the loudest voices. There's not that many Nazis out there in America, but they're the loudest. There's not that many supporters that are the base or considered what Trump's base is. There's not that many. It's like it makes up 11 or 12% of the voting population, but they're the damn loudest.
Mm-hmm. Because it's such a grindingly obtuse like point of view to hold.
Right.
For any sensical person. If you run around in a red MAGA hat, and I hate it because for me, I love America, and I just feel like things like the American flag and stuff have been hijacked and bastardized.
Yeah.
Where it's embarrassing at times.
I agree.
Like, all right, so you respect the American flag. Why don't you follow the code of flag conduct? You don't wear t-shirts and shorts made out of it and stuff. Like,
I don't know. I mean,
it's not a cape. And it's not a beach towel.
How often do I see Kid Rock? I mean, I don't see Kid Rock very often. I mean,
How often do you see Kid Rock?
It is 2020, and Cowboys probably been popular since, what, 1998?
Is that what it is? I think so. Bawa da bawa, let's get that.
I bet Sheryl Crow's not calling him back. But, you know, I think that the pool of people that support the president the way that deep like support that he has, the people that show up at these rallies, like they always show these rallies and they comment on I think he was at one last night or the night before, something like that, or he was one in New Orleans or whatever, and the camera showed all the way around, and sure enough the seats all the way to the rafters are full.
Where were you doing?
And in my head I'm thinking, okay, that's 14,000 people. And then he talks about how there are lines out. So there, it does feel like there's a lot of people. But in a city like New Orleans that has 3 million people, and they were able to fill a Coliseum with, you know, 15,000 people, and maybe there were 2,000, 3,000 people standing outside waiting, you know. But it wasn't everybody. So
how many people are there for the spectacle?
Right. Honestly, I was going to go to the one in West Columbia when he was here.
If I ain't paying for it.
I mean, if I could have gotten a ticket to the one down at Benedict, I'd have gone to that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. With, that's bad. she's not in the race anymore.
Kamala.
Yeah, Kamala Harris.
Well, I didn't want to see her. I wanted to see Trump. I want to see everyone's reaction to him. I want to see the spectacle. I
forgot he went there.
I don't, yeah. They.
You see that idiot they brought on stage? That woman?
Yes. Yeah.
Holy shit.
I words to describe. I don't know. But see, those are the people that are the loudest. Those are the ones that will stand up in front of a room full of liberals.
Yeah.
And tell all the liberals how they're nuts for not supporting the president. It's like, and I just look at it. I go. Do you believe it's okay for your daughter? Let's say your daughter's attractive, and your daughter, I have daughters. If your daughter's attractive and they are in some sort of a pageant, that a man who isn't really a part of the pageant but just happens to own the rights to the broadcast of the pageant or whatever, if he walks in while they're getting dressed, would that bother you? Well, yeah, of course it would bother me.
I'd beat his ass.
But you're okay with an individual who admits that's what he did.
With other people.
Yeah, over and over. There is videotape evidence of him hanging out with a known pedophile trafficker.
Yeah, it says he didn't know.
How do you look past that? Oh,
That
was a different time.
Not only that. Their fan base goes as far to say, well, look at the Clintons.
Yeah, but look at what?
Look at them both. I'm going to say it right here and right now. Fuck the Clintons.
Yeah, I don't.
If y'all want to take them and Hunter Biden, if you want to do that, wrap them up. Go take them to court. I do not care.
I'm not voting for any of them.
Right, but when it comes to this, do it. You know what I mean? It's all right. You think she's guilty? Let's you go do something about it. Get the support. That's not why we're here.
Yeah.
Matt Gaetz, if you're listening, and I God, I hope you are, that's not why we're here.
I see, and the other thing, like, with the impeachment trial about to begin for the Senate, there have been... The Republicans were pushing, well, we want to get Joe Biden. We'll do witnesses, but we want to get Joe Biden, Hunter Biden in here. And Joe Biden and Hunter Biden both said, no, we're not going to show up if they call for it. If they subpoena us to come in, and we're not going to come. And it's like, first of all, how does that work? 2 points. How does that work for the rest of us? If we get subpoenaed, I'm 100% sure I have to show up. I mean, if you are held in contempt of the Senate, you go to jail. You go to Senate jail, right?
Yes.
If
you broke the law multiple times.
Yeah. If Hunter Biden gets subpoenaed and decides not to show up,
right?
Does he not go to Senate jail?
Yeah.
For being in contempt.
Exactly, and that's like the whole John Bolton thing. Well, if I get subpoenaed, I'll go. You don't have an option.
Just go stand on the fucking stairs.
You and me don't have the option. Just say no. I don't. I reject the subpoena.
That is a public building. If I have evidence against whatever president, if I have information and I can prove that I know exactly what it is I'm talking about, and I can prove it.
Yeah.
There is nothing that's going to stop me. Okay, somebody's probably going to kill me. But if there's, aside from being shot and killed by someone that doesn't want me to say it, I wouldn't stop myself from going or publicly giving the information I have.
Right.
What? I don't understand. I know what it is with John Bolton. John Bolton's writing a book. So that's why what he's doing is he's building the case to say, I was willing to participate. Here's my book. I was going to do it. They didn't ask me to.
Why would I tell it here? I'm going to write the book.
Right. That's how all these authors do. They I mean, like, I want the anonymous. I want whoever the anonymous person who supposedly is inside the White House. Eventually, they'll come out, right? I mean,
I guess. I don't know. I mean, I even think about the whistleblower. That dude's anonymous as hell and still is under threat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And how many
times... I know his name.
How many times have they supposedly released his name?
And has it even...
I've not seen it.
I can't see the name.
I don't know who it is.
But I swear to God, I will not follow Donald fucking Trump on Twitter.
If the only... Yeah, probably the...
That's the only place you're going to get it, because he put it out, and then he's like, deleted. It was an accident.
Yes.
I'm glad there's journalistic integrity in a lot of the publications I look at, that they're like, well, he said it, but we're not putting it here.
Okay, then I don't know.
Well, you don't want to propagate horseshit, and that's what it is.
It's what it's going to be.
Yeah. Now, when he puts pictures of Schiff and Pelosi and a hijab and a burqa, that's just insane. I don't know how you don't see this geriatric dementia riddled bastard for what he is. These decisions are so nonsensical.
Yeah.
And just. It's insane, is that they believe he's infallible.
Yeah.
Period. And any idea that's infallible is automatically already false.
Right.
And I could tie that into many things. But the fact that that's how you operate, that he can never be wrong, there's no humility there. And it's embarrassing as an American, period. And I don't get how people don't see that. He can be textbook black and white wrong and tell him he's wrong. He's like, no, I'm right.
Yeah.
And then people still follow him. Like, when 1 and 2 doesn't equal 3, you still believe it's 4 because he said it's 4.
The way he speaks, the problem that I have is that not only is what he's saying is a lie, but what he is saying, he tells you that you already know it. Mm-hmm. Like, he'll say, a lot of people know this. Everybody's already talking about it. But Barack Obama sold Iran guns along with billions of dollars that we gave him. And it's like, okay, well, we don't already know that. But you told us. But the people that are easily swayed are like,
we do.
I did know that.
I exactly knew that.
I can't believe we're not talking about it until
now.
You
and me, Mr. Trump, same brainwaves. That's like the whole the nuclear plutonium that Hillary Clinton had sold to Russia. You know where it was sitting? Like in Dallas, Texas, at an army base.
It will always just stupefy me how easily manipulated people are when it comes to the president and their political. I mean, people that support. There's at least one individual that I work with on my side who has been a Trump supporter from the beginning,
mm-hmm.
And then a couple of the other ones became Trump supporters when he got the nomination and then was elected. So they have justified his behavior by the fact that, well, who else are we going to vote for? We can't vote for a Democrat.
Why?
I don't know.
I couldn't. I don't care if the person who has the best ideas is a Republican.
Yeah,
I'll vote for him.
Yeah,
I do not care.
I don't know which one that is currently.
I don't mind Mitt Romney. I mean, he has some bonehead ideas.
The Mormon thing, and not to alienate Mormons, but the Mormon thing, I still don't understand.
It's no different to me than any other religion that someone could
adhere. I know.
That's why I don't care about the Muslim congresswomen.
Yeah.
I don't care.
So first of all, I personally don't have any issue with anyone's religion or their religious beliefs. I don't have any issue with anyone. Right. If they believe, they don't believe. I don't believe that it's my right to push my religious beliefs on anyone.
Sure. Absolutely.
I know we've had the discussion about the fact that it's ridiculous to have a name. What was it? It's ridiculous to have a name of something that for someone that doesn't believe in something.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't believe in fairies. I don't believe. But there's nothing to define me not believing in fairies.
I'm a fairy theist.
Yeah.
anti fairy theist. I'm anti-Santa Claus.
Yeah. I don't believe in Santa Claus, so I am an anti-something. You know, it just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, because you're not suppositing anything.
Yeah.
I know. I'm a blank slate. You don't have to give me a name, but you're given a name.
But
and it's an ism.
Yeah, but at the same time, I don't have any issue with anyone believing whatever they want to believe. And it's, I don't, if unless someone asked me what my belief was, with the intent of changing my belief, or I don't mind talking about it.
True.
But I like, and essentially that's what it comes down to. I like what I like.
True.
And I'm comfortable with that. So that's what I do.
Yeah, and paths lead people down different paths. But
sure.
I think Patton Oswalt summed it up perfectly. He goes, you have to respect people's beliefs. No, you don't. You have to acknowledge their right to believe that.
Yes.
And then you reserve the right to go, holy shit, you believe what? That is stupid. Either which way. I mean, and to each their own.
That is true.
You have to respect their right to believe that.
I cannot imagine a situation where I would ever feel as though I needed to defend my belief so strongly that it would have to have some sort of an impact on somebody else. Like I can't imagine a situation where that would be the case.
Fine. Someone's like, I believe in this and that. I'm like, okay, cool. I don't.
There's only a couple scenarios where I could ever imagine entering religion in some sort of way where I was an authority, and that's if like a divorce, and then I've just given up on dating. And I'd be like these guys are going to take care of me. Not only do they drink wine all the time.
It's amazing.
It's port. Port wine all the time.
Well, you know what's funny is that brings me back. Trump just had a rally at that church in Miami.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Near Christmas, right?
That's like a massive infringement of the Johnson Amendment.
There is no line he will not cross.
There's no rules. But then, why is there no one to uphold that and say, like, guess what? That church should have lost its tax-exempt status right there.
But see, they're already working on being able to use church's pulpit.
Yes, evangelicals for Trump is what that whole shit's called.
Yeah. So it doesn't make any difference. I mean, and the only thing we can do is just call it out on it and just recognize that and say this isn't the way this is supposed to be.
It's like getting screwed in your butt and being like, this is what's happening now, and the cops are like,
yeah. All right. I like when people point out, well, you know, you bring up something and you say, well, Trump, why, you know, how is it that Trump can get away with this? And then they go, well, Obama did this. And it's like, those are completely different.
If Obama did something messed up, then he did something messed up. It doesn't correlate to this.
Hold him accountable for it. But hold Trump accountable for it too.
There's nothing that Obama did that set a precedent for Trump, because anything that Obama did set a precedent for is in the complete other direction for whatever Trump is doing.
Well, for the most part, I think Trump has pretty much undone everything that Obama did.
I've got out of the Iran nuclear deal for spite.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Pure and now spite. And what did I see? Did
15
I see
a... days into 2020 and we're out of war almost?
Almost. I mean, and it's a deflection from the impeachment. It's the same thing that Clinton did when Clinton was in office. Yeah. And I made that correlation with someone. I said, you do realize it's the tail wagging the dog again. Mm-hmm. And he goes, what are you talking about? I said, well, you know, when Clinton was going through impeachment, all of a sudden we were at war in some of the Slavic countries Yugoslavia or the Bolshevik, whatever. And he said, no, it's not the same thing. I said, no, I get you want to say it's not the same thing, but it is literally the same thing, because what's happening is he's trying to distract the public away because they want to be able to say there's nothing to be seen here. Oh yeah, pay attention to this. There's mass genocide going on. And there was. Legitimately, it was not a bad thing that we went after Slobodan Milosevic. I think it was I pulled that one out of my memory.
Where'd you get that Slavic name? Where'd you have that stored?
I don't know. But see, now it's going to get lost, and it's going to get filled with some nonsense.
Well, because now we're going to, like, Farsi. Soleimani. Oh,
man.
I think I'm saying his name right.
Yeah.
Bad guy.
Yeah, I fully admit he's a bad dude.
Should be dead.
When it comes to being a patriot, I don't even know what that means anymore. But as far as being a good, as far as being an American citizen, I recognize the potential of a man like that harming me or family or friends, because Iran has visa status with the United States, so people can go back and forth as long as they apply for a visa or they can, their passports are welcome in the United States, so they can travel here. There is the potential that he could have set something up to have someone come here that could have caused harm
and could have gotten a hold of basically any kind of anything he wanted here.
Yeah, I mean, I would be unbelievably surprised to find out that Iran does not have a nuclear weapon. How is that possible?
We wouldn't know.
This is a first world country that they could. Here's the worst part. You know, I don't have issue with Israelis or the Israeli state. I have issue with their government.
I do too.
But Israel, who's to say that Israel doesn't sell their nuclear weapons?
Yeah.
We've given them all of their weapons.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're giving Saudi Arabia weapons. Okay, this is another thing.
They use them to kill the Palestinians because their religious beliefs differ and over a plot of land that
ridiculous.
Is available. It's the dumbest shit.
It's ridiculous.
It's the dumbest shit to go on for the dumbest amount of time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And most of it's our fault and the British. I mean, you know, and people don't like to admit that. They don't want to go back and look and say, you know, because I got, another work political conversation about history with people that don't know anything about history or that only believe parts of history but not the other parts. It's like it could be in a textbook and go, that can't possibly be true. We set up most of the Islamic states over in the Middle East. That doesn't make any sense. They've been there for thousands of years. And it's like, no. Iraq was not a thing. Iran was not a thing. Those were not things. Syria. Yes, I get it. It's in the Bible. That's a location. That is an area. But that was not a defined border until after World War II, when the United States and the UK and the France, and we all created that, mostly because those were the areas we could control. And we put the people in place to lead them so that we could come in and get the oil.
Yeah, it's oil. What can you do for me now? And then the repercussions are the echoes that you deal with. I feel bad, in all honesty, for Iran's gone through like a bunch of shit. Even going back 1,000 years, 2,000 years.
Yeah.
I mean, they were Persia, right?
Right.
And then Saudi Arabia, with their Muslim beliefs, they came in and said, guess what you are now? And they were like Zenithus. I can't remember. It's some religion that's... It's a monotheistic type deal.
Okay.
But that was their base religion. So you have a bunch of Iranians over there that is basically you're either Muslim and you like it, or you're in the I don't care slash I hate you.
Most of the students.
Oh, and the students. I mean, the Western influence over there for the normal everyday civilian is it's very pro-American.
Yeah.
I mean, they're over there right now getting their shit kicked in for this airplane they got.
Yeah, they're getting shot and killed by the Iranian Republican Guard just for protesting. And what's amazing is it's not illegal to protest in Iran. Like, there's not... I don't believe that they're...
It's painted with a pretty picture.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Russia. You piss Russia off, they're a democracy, but what did Putin do today? He wanted to overhaul their constitution,
right,
and their whole government resigned.
Yeah.
And it's that same kind of facade. It's like, yes, we're the Islamic Republic of Iran.
There's no republic involved.
You can say what you want to say, but when you start saying the stuff that we don't want you to say, we're going to start firing live rounds at you.
Yeah.
And pummeling you. And shocking you with a big electric prong.
Yeah. Well, all right. So to shift gears a little bit with the political season, I mean, we're not shifting all that much. But so just going mostly the Democrats, have you decided based on who's left of the originally the 24?
It's like picking at the bottom of the KFC bucket.
Yeah.
Got one.
I like the wings.
I like the chicken skin. Give me the chicken skin.
Yeah.
There she is, Elizabeth Warren. That's what I want.
So is Elizabeth Warren who you're... Okay. So...
Because I think it's high time a woman get in charge.
I don't disagree. I'd be fine with that. And I think that Elizabeth Warren is Bernie Sanders light, you know? So Bernie Sanders enough.
They kind of had a little tiff last night.
And I can't find... So there must have been some sort of conversation where Bernie Sanders at some point...
Probably.
I can't find any actual evidence that he said that. They're saying it was a phone call or something, right?
Yeah, old people say weird things all the time.
Yeah, that's true. But I guess if he said it, it was recently, apparently, too.
Like 2012, I believe, was the date they said it was.
Yeah, okay.
I think it was a moot point, to be dead honest, because that's not what he's saying now. You have the right to change your mind, and a lot of people don't understand that.
Well, but what's also happening is that, and nothing against Elizabeth Warren, but she is beginning to fall farther and farther behind in the polls, where she was, I mean, if you take Joe Biden out of it, she was in the lead.
Mm-hmm.
She was headstrong in the lead. I mean, she was doing very well, and I don't know what it was about her campaign that made her start to fall off. The money has not been coming in the way it was either. So it's, I guess, you know, advertising winds up lowering, and then you have fewer people. And I don't know what the attention span of people is. Like, I haven't picked a candidate.
Well, Bernie just had a big boom, didn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, huge.
And Yang has just been there kind of steadily when it comes to the
you
money,
saw,
though.
Did you see Dave Chappelle?
Yeah, apparently, yeah. I caught a glimpse of that. He said, I'm a Yang gang.
Yeah, Dave Chappelle has put his word behind Andrew Yang, which I don't
give a shit.
Yeah, I don't. I saw Dave Chappelle's also coming to Columbia at the end of this month. Did you see that?
I'll never get tickets. I want to, but
they're like 80. Like the expensive tickets are like $89.
The expensive ones.
Yeah, they go on sale tomorrow.
I know, but they're gonna be gone in 10 minutes.
Probably.
Like, everyone's going to be hunting them down.
Yeah, yeah, probably. I won't. I mean, I'd love to see Dave Chappelle.
I'd be angry if it's a stand-up I've heard.
Yeah.
And then again, I don't get the... I mean, I'm cultured. I go places. I'm going to see the Black Crows, and so are you.
Yeah.
But, like, I've never gone to, like, a place where they take your phone. I don't trust that.
Do they do that with his...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, because there's potential that...
He don't want you... Yeah. Comedians apparently do that a lot, but I don't know how that works. Because, I mean, dude, if they gave my phone to somebody, I mean, hopefully they'd be like, I can't unlock this shit. It's not mine, clearly.
Yeah. I did go to a Cake concert in Boston one time where Cake is pretty big on not letting people record or vote. I mean...
You're saying even, Cake. I thought you were talking about Cream. I was like, you sold Cream?
No, Cake. No.
It's like, when did they get back together?
Never.
Clapton's like, this is Cream now.
Yeah. I still get royalties off of just the name.
Yeah, every time you buy cream soda, anything, it's coming to me.
Yeah. No, I saw Cake perform at the Oliphant Theater in Boston one time, and I had my phone out, and I actually was just texting someone, and a woman came over and told me I needed to put my phone away, and I looked at her, I go, I don't understand. She pulled out like a ticket stub, and she said, no flash photography, no video. And I said, I'm literally not
this
doing
this is just
any of that.
Photography.
Yeah. I promise no flash.
You can stand here if you want. No video either, I promise. Did you, so when you asked me if you were like, so who's your Democratic candidate? What if I was like, Tom Steyer? My God, have you seen his belt?
No.
His belt. He has like the Native American man like knitted it for
him. Oh. All right.
It totally has like the Native American Aztec-y feel to it.
Do you think he's... Oh, I have seen it. I've seen
it. I don't know why the belt caught me, but it did, and it's balling.
And he wears pretty interesting colored ties too, right?
Yeah. I like him.
I don't dislike him.
I like Tom Steyer. I think he's ridiculous up there sometimes.
I'm not 100% sure. So he's another one, but he has begun taking public funding, so he can show up on the debate stage.
So public funding was one of the qualifiers to be there. Well, and he's the guy who has his son on the commercial. My dad gave away most of his billions to help other people.
Yeah.
Which I do think is awesome.
Yeah.
And I think that's shit. Why do you have to take public funding if you're a billionaire?
I agree. You shouldn't have to.
No.
Well, how come his? Well, it's not the actual monetary amount. It is the number of people that have donated.
Right.
It's not. Yeah. So, all right. Well, we're gonna take a quick break, and we will come back in just a minute. And we're back.
And we're back.
No, you're gonna. I was trying to do it when you were actually pulling the bag. I think I missed it. So, what was that?
What was what?
What was that? What is that?
Camel snooze.
Is that a tobacco?
Yeah, I call it the median. Like when you don't have a little bit of nicotine,
it's what gets you.
But it gets you away from it, so you're like, I don't need it. I'm quitting smoking.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm hoping this is the last pack I have.
You're gonna have to stop hanging out with certain people.
Yeah. Well, I enjoy that. And
no, I know.
It's actually kind of the reason I'm like, I was gonna just come out here and not smoke, but it'd be very just a worthless walk. Worthless walk.
I don't think I've told this story in a podcast before, but so I used to work for a company that moved me here from Atlanta. And the manager that they made, or the guy that they made manager when I worked there, my manager, he was just a constant smoker. Like he would take easily 10 breaks a day. When we moved here, I got promoted to shift supervisor for the whole floor. So I had 25, 30 people that reported. Not necessarily that they reported to me for their job function, but things like, like watching breaks and lunch times and things like that. And then anytime somebody put in for vacation requests, I was the one that approved it just based on, because I was there. And it was third shift, so it was overnight. And my shift technically started at 11 p.m. and went to 8 a.m.
Right.
That allowed for an hour, of course, for lunch. But it was when I typically was single, it was very easy for me just to go ahead and like, I was already awake. So I'd come in at like 8 PM and the intent was 8 PM to 8 AM. I was being paid hourly. So I was making bukus of money, in overtime. So, the guy that was supposed to relieve me in the morning was this guy that smoked all the time, and he would come in, he'd get to the office about 7:45 or so, come to his desk, put his stuff down, go outside to the smoking area and would smoke. Then he'd come back in, some other people would show up to work, and then they'd go back outside to smoke, and then he'd come back, and then he'd go back to get breakfast. He'd come back, he'd eat breakfast at his desk, he'd then go back outside. So within 45 minutes, he's taken 3 10 to 15 minute breaks. At that time, just to relieve some of my stress, and I was working 6 or 7 days a week sometimes,
right.
pulling in sometimes 80 hours a week, just because I didn't have anything else to do except work and make money. So that's what I did. I moved into a house that I had to pay for. So I was working as much as possible to bank as much as possible in case anything ever happened. I was unhappy when I was working there. So one of the things that somebody suggested I took up boxing.
Sure.
So there was a gym over here that had a ring, and all you had to do was sign up and they would match you up, and they'd call you and tell you what appointment time you'd come in, and you would meet whoever, and then you'd spar for two or three rounds or whatever. And it was just mostly I don't know boxing. I can dance it a little bit, and I know how to hit. Mm-hmm. So I basically would just go in there for stress relief, and it didn't last very long. It never went more than maybe a round or two, where basically I was just I would take some hits, and then I would basically pummel somebody.
Well, that's the worst part, is the getting hit.
Yeah.
I can't stand it.
I didn't mind getting hit.
I did. That's why I stopped.
Oh, okay. It didn't bother me. I get hit all the time. But so I, I got to the point where I was getting frustrated over the fact that he would come in and then I was supposed to be relieved at 8. I wasn't getting relieved till like 9:30 sometimes, just because of everything he was going on. So it got to the point where I got so frustrated that I went and spoke to him, and I said, "Hey, listen, all of the smoking," I said, "it's not good for your health." I brought in an extra pair of gloves. If you want, health-wise, we could go out in the parking lot and just spar. And he took that as a threat. It was not much longer after that that I gave them 2 months' notice, because I knew, like, moving here, my contract was up on September 1st. I gave them notice on July 1st that I was going to be leaving and that I already had another job lined up. He didn't like that, and sometime around, I don't know, end of July, he worked up some crazy scheme to say I did this, so he fired me. Later on, I wound up suing for back pay and to have my termination changed to resignation. And they also had to provide all the back pay. So it was a whole thing, and it worked out in my favor. But yeah, it was insane.
So did you like the boxing?
I did like boxing.
It's very fun.
I did like boxing. At one point, actually, I had a bag out in the garage that was attached to the steel beam that mm-hmm. I'd go out there and just hit the bag, 20 minutes or so.
I boxed for about a year when I was like 16.
Yeah.
Yeah. Keith and I started at the same time. And our boxing coach, he actually fought Sugar Ray Leonard back in the day. Got
really?
His ass kicked.
Wow.
But, yeah. And because, Sugar Ray's from South Carolina, yep. So apparently they were fighting in the same circles. But they used to get mad because the most fun thing to me in boxing, like for training, is the speed bag. I can sit there all day and just...
Really?
Like, that was... I loved it. But he would come back there and be like, "Where is he? The hell you doing back here in the speed bag? I said heavy bag for 20 minutes, 30 minutes." Whatever, man. But see, the thing I didn't like about boxing is, and I never got a match because it takes longer than a year to get ready for a match to do anything. But we would spar, right? So it's headgear and everything. I remember the first sparring match I had, big old dude I was going against who had another coach. We would sit there and it was tit for tat for the most part. And then you weren't supposed to hit in the face, like directly in the face. I mean, it was open. And he decked me in the nose. And I remember just, like, that rushing feeling of getting hit directly in the nose. And they called him on it, said, "Don't do it again, go back in."
Yeah.
First opening I had, I gave him the biggest right hook into the nose, and blood went.
Oh, man.
It was on me, it was on him, it was in the ring. Yeah, we all got in trouble for that one.
Oh, man.
It went longer than that. I mean, we had a couple other spars after that, but I remember that happening, and I was like, I don't like getting hit. Even in the body. I mean... My ribs still, like, to this day, like, I had that, it might even just be a mental thing that I'm like, why are my ribs sore?
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's just like, oh, now it's probably from sitting in a friggin' ollie chair all day.
Well, I'll tell you, like, I used to, so I had a buddy that would come over and I'd spar with him just a little bit, like, we'd put on soft bags, soft gloves, and we'd just spar a little bit. Man, it didn't take me punching him in the ribs, I don't know, 3 or 4 times before, like, he... And it wasn't that I was hitting him hard. I think he was just sensitive.
It'll wear you out.
Yeah.
I mean, people are always talking about, like, let's KO him. You work somebody's body enough,
yeah,
they're going to be done almost as quick as knocking him out.
Well, he got so bruised on the left side because my right's my strong side.
Right.
But I bruised him to the point where he went to the doctor, and the doctor, like, his GP told him, he said, listen, don't do any more of that with him.
Whatever you're doing,
quit. He said the problem is like he was concerned that the bruise was gonna harden or something and then cause like a blood clot.
Mm-hmm.
And so like we stopped. And he still brings it every now and then. He would bring it up and be like, yeah, I only stopped because the doctor told me not to. And I was like, all right, well, whatever.
The doctor certified that your body's shit.
Yeah. Good. your doctor did you a favor. No, I'm kidding. I never hit anybody that hard.
I mean, we would go in on it, man. And that's what's funny. If you ever got in a fight after boxing, you understand that you go to street fight somebody, they're going to want to punch you in the head.
Oh, yeah.
They don't realize you come in, for one, you get a knee or you get their body. They're not blocking that. They're up here like this.
Yeah.
And the other thing, did you have anyone teaching you when you were boxing?
No.
So, like, the biggest...
I told them I knew what I was doing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, like, the biggest thing is your left hand, your undominant hand, is your workhorse, right? So you're throwing, like, 20 of these for every one of your rights, right? And so I always thought that was so just that killed me, right? So my undominant hand is... like, you had to keep going like that. And I remember looking down at my arm and just seeing all these veins coming up. I'm like, this one's going to get bigger than this one. What are we doing here?
Yeah. No, I did learn to not, like, I liked boxing. I didn't want it to wrap up as quickly as I did when I was just sparring. And I learned to not lead with my shoulders as much.
Right.
Like, I wasn't, I would, like, I, if I was pulling back, then I was, you know,
well, and you're going to give yourself away, too.
Yeah, I didn't want
to. So when you're boxing from here on out, there's no shoulder movement. Whatever one you're going to throw and they're right in front of you, you can get either one at any time.
Yeah, but I can't box through somebody if I'm not leaning into it, if they can't see it.
You went to throw every bit of ass at them. Like,
I was not in a good place. I was not in a good place.
That's like people who wide swing at you. Like,
yeah.
All right. So I saw that coming from literally a mile away.
Yeah.
Well, boxing's fun, man.
Yeah.
I never got into the martial arts.
No.
Karate. I'm like, this feels like wood breaking and dancing. I don't know.
I don't. I mean, I know people that enjoy it, but I like my cousin, he used to do it, and I used to watch him in meets and things like that. And that was interesting to watch, but I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know what was happening, so I just kind of, whatever. It was just whatever.
I got to yellow belt in Taekwondo and karate.
Did you?
Yep. Dude, I'm pretty dangerous.
How high up is yellow belt?
It's the one right after white.
So you went for like 6 weeks.
Oh, no, dude. The first one, karate move, dude, that was like a year. And I remember...
Okay.
I remember the day I told my mom, she was like getting my gi out and stuff.
Yeah.
For karate, that was the first one I took. And I was like, I don't think I want to do this anymore. She was like, okay, I don't want to take you.
I think we paid like $95 a month for him to do it. It was... That was ridiculous.
It's not cheap.
No, and like... And then like, we stopped. But for some reason, I guess, we still paid for a month. And I even contacted the guy. I was like, hey,
you're prorated here.
Yeah. I said, hey, we paid for an extra month. He's like, just come on in and I'll refund you. I kept going. I'd call or I'd go and try to get it back. And I was like, they weren't open. I never got that $95 back.
Go get them.
Yeah, exactly.
My brother took jiu-jitsu and stuff, and I thought he was shitting, like just playing around.
Yeah.
And then like he started getting to the level. My dad did it too. Like before. Back when he was my age, basically.
Right.
And when he started being able to, like, take me down and stuff, I'm like, you gotta stop. Because, like, you're really big and I still have to beat you up. Like, I could strike you all day, but when, like, they go in for a spear, you're like, oh, we're going to the ground. From then on out, it's nut tugging and ear punching. Like, I don't know what else to tell you.
Yeah. Well, so...
Speaking of sports.
Yeah, speaking of sports. I think... So I guess the first thing I want to just say is I am disappointed that the Braves were not able to hold on to Josh Donaldson.
Yes.
And the circumstances of his departure still don't make sense to me. It doesn't make sense because from everything I was reading, the Braves were in on.
They were high. They had the money in.
Yeah. And they still, but so now they've cleared like $26 million a year. That's now available to go after somebody else. So I think I don't.
But who?
That's a good question.
And for what position?
Well, I mean, are there any third basemen that are still out there? I mean, and again,
well, they dropped Charlie Culberson.
He's down. Yeah, but Culberson's a utility player. I don't think you can get Culberson to play one position all year long.
Well, and after that pitch to the eye, he don't look right. I'm just kidding.
I don't know
what he looks like.
I thought he recovered. I saw.
He looks like Quasimodo. It's like 2 inches down on the right. Like, I don't know.
So we've discussed this. I think the Braves are fine with Austin Riley. I think that he's got a good bat, and I think that I've seen him play third base. I saw him play third base in the minors. I think he's an outstanding third baseman. The only reason they brought him in was for the bat. When Albies went down,
was it Albies?
Yeah, well, Albies went down, so they shifted Acuna over to center field. And even if they didn't use Riley as a third baseman and perhaps found a third baseman and used Riley in the outfield, but they re-signed Nick Markakis, so he's coming back.
I think that's one you could have done without.
I totally agree. And it's not that I don't like him. I like Markakis a lot. I like Nick. I think he's outstanding in the dugout. But he's between us in age. But I feel like Markakis was one that you didn't have to pick up. Mm-hmm. Acuna is a beast in arm strength and potentially Acuna played right field. For several games last season.
I mean, by the time he's 25 or whatever, he'll probably. I think he lacks maturity in certain degrees.
The fact that he wouldn't run, he didn't come out of the batter's box at a fast enough pace, I think is telling of his age.
Yeah. If he had Jackie Bradley Jr. like work ethic to a degree, I think he'd be MVP.
Well, I don't even know if it's a work. I don't know if it's his work. Well, I guess it's his work ethic. On the field during games,
yeah.
I think he's got a good off the field work ethic.
Yeah, I mean he's a bubble popper and an arm wagger when he's out there.
It is fun to watch.
I don't hate him.
No,
by the way, I mean I love Acuna and I absolutely love Ozzie Albies.
I do too. I will be excited to have him back for a full season.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? It'll be good to have Freeman back. At full strength,
McCann's gone.
Yeah, I'm not too.
So, I guess you leave it. We have Flowers. Yeah. We need a catcher.
Oh, we got Flowers and Corrales. No, who was the guy we picked up?
I wish we still had Kurt Suzuki.
Well, yeah, but he went to the Nationals. He went to the Nationals and then got hugged by Trump.
Yeah,
that was awkward. About
gashing wounds, Kurt. Yeah. You're at the Nationals. Damn it, Kurt, don't hug him.
I don't know that Trump could tell that he was Japanese from behind. I'm not 100%.
What's wrong with your face?
Yeah. Okay. like he squints more than him.
Yeah.
Oh, whatever.
You look like me when I stare at the eclipse.
Yeah.
He did that, by the way.
Yeah. Baseball, we're less than a month away from spring training, so I'm excited about that.
Yeah, and where do the Braves hold their spring training?
In Florida,
yeah, with everybody else.
Well, they actually just moved. They're no longer in Orlando. They moved to the same location that most of the rest of the
is it Pensacola?
I don't think so. I think it's down near like South Florida.
They can come here and do their spring training in the Firefly Stadium.
Yeah, the Mets.
It's muggy.
Yeah,
get used to this. You get used to everything.
I'm a little disappointed that it's all the way down in Orlando because that basically takes away the opportunity that I will go to a spring training before they move away from
it's
there.
It's so far. That would have to be a stop on a trip that you were going down there for like other reasons.
Yeah, I mean, we went to Disney and our Disney trip landed just before spring training started. And one time we went down there.
And not to get off topic, but you went down there when the Galaxy's Edge was open.
I did.
And you didn't come back with a $200 lightsaber that you built yourself.
I did not.
You lost your mind.
I did not. I did come back with an R2 unit.
I am trying so hard to convince Gabrielle to go to Disney World for our
honeymoon.
Yeah. She's like, I have no fucking reason to go there. I'm like, trust me, we'll go to Universal, do the whole Harry Potter thing, which I am down with.
Yeah.
But then let's go to Walt Disney World. Let me go. I want to ride in the Millennium Falcon, man.
I will admit, it was cool. And Disney has done it very well. You are completely surrounded by you feel like you're on a planet from Star Wars.
And what's cool is, and I have it on my phone, so they have like the reader app you can download when you're in the Star Wars world, and it'll like decipher the languages you find.
You can.
So in The Last Jedi, the video game, or the Jedi Order that came out, the video game, if you download that and you scan, like, if you pause the game and scan, like, a box, it'll decipher it.
Oh, that's cool.
I was like, what? Someone said it on Reddit, and, like, I downloaded it, and it sure enough, dude, it's true.
That's cool.
I was like, oh, Disney, you're doing it right.
That does look like a really cool game. Yeah, I fully admit it. It was really cool. I'm not, we've discussed this, I'm not a huge Star Wars person.
But we're both Trekkies.
Yeah. I enjoy the story. I enjoy it. You're never going to see me dressed up like in cosplay or anything.
Oh, dude, I would.
Yeah, well,
Gabriel hates that shit. You saw me as Jon Snow.
That was good.
Like, I went in.
That was terrific. That was before I made you shave your beard, right?
Yeah.
Because for two seasons in a row, Falcons.
Was it? Yeah, no.
Yeah, it had to have been because before, the Falcons, Falcons and Panthers played. So Zach and I have a bet.
Almost every year now.
Yeah, well, at least 2 years. I guess we're done with that now.
No.
Oh, you want to do it again?
We got Matt Rhule.
Okay.
And
I'm not saying he's going to be bad.
I'm not saying he's going
to
be good.
I don't think this next year is the year to do it.
I think replacing Norv Turner with the dude from LSU could be very good.
I don't disagree. I fear, though, for the Panthers that they know that they need Trevor Lawrence. They need Trevor Lawrence, and in order to do that,
I wouldn't be against it, but don't.
He's gonna.
It's on the record now.
Yeah, he's. In order to get Trevor Lawrence, they're going to have to sandbag the season.
Well,
Dolphins have done it.
I'll take Tua.
Not a bad pick
with his bum ass hip. I don't even care.
That's not a bad, but he's already had the surgery. He's going to be 100%.
Yeah, he may be on the mend, but a hip is a fragile injury.
Sure.
But didn't
they replace his hip? I mean,
how about this? Okay. I'm the Panthers GM. I'm going to give you Cam Newton for a higher round pick.
Well, yeah, but they would have already had to do that. They would already have that in place.
I just don't. How does the Panthers upend the Bengals from getting Joe Burrow?
They don't. It's not going to happen. Joe Burrow is literally from Cincinnati. He's going home.
Well, he didn't even like Skyline.
Oh, really?
Yeah. In case y'all don't know, Skyline is famous for their chili, which sounds like dog shit to me. It's it's cinnamon spaghetti. You know what I'm talking about? The Skyline chili?
Yeah.
So apparently, and I've heard about it before, but apparently it's wet spaghetti noodles, and then they take their chili, and it's... I've heard it described as it tastes like someone made chili and then put a box of hot tamales in it. Like that much cinnamon in your, it's like world renowned to people who don't have taste buds.
Oh, that sounds awful.
Joe Burrow, like a couple years ago, put out a tweet saying, like, just as a reminder, Skyline is terrible. That is all. And now he's going to be in Cincinnati, like, and that's like their go to place. Are you looking it up?
No, I was looking up another one.
But that's off the point, but I just thought that was funny. So Cincinnati, think about that. He badmouthed the Skyline.
Yeah.
I want Joe Burrow. I'll take Tua. But it feels like a hand-me-down. You're like, oh,
I don't think they're going to get Tua either. Who? I don't this year. I don't.
We got the 7th pick in the draft.
Yeah, I think Tua's
going to
go. Cam Newton
bumped you up how many?
If you were to trade a healthy Cam Newton, which he should be healthy.
Better be.
But see, here's the issue.
Walter Payton, man of the year.
Why wouldn't you go ahead and hold on to Cam Newton for this year?
I would.
And play a healthy Cam Newton who absolutely, in my mind, Cam Newton on any team takes you to the playoffs.
Yeah, and it's a terrible misconception that people have that Cam Newton can't throw the ball.
No, he throws the ball
He's got Guinness World Records with easily, the Mr. Beast.
Easily one of the best arms I've seen in the National Football League in the last 20 years.
Well, there hasn't been... before Joe Burrow did what he did this year, Cam Newton was the one-year wonder that came out of the NCAA. That hasn't been set until Joe Burrow came through and basically broke the mold. Joe Burrow would have a hard time competing with Joe Burrow if he said had an obligatory year in at LSU one more time. You think he wouldn't do that again?
All you have to do is go back 1 year and look at Joe Burrow last year. Right. He only had 16 completed touchdowns. Mm-hmm. He had 60 this year. And the other thing is LSU is not going to be the 2019 LSU that they were last year this year.
No.
Because they're losing all but, like, what, two of their starters?
Their stud wide receivers are gone.
Yeah.
So Joe Burrow's gone. Their running back, I think, is gone.
I think for the Panthers, what they need to do is they need to keep Cam Newton. He'll be healthy. I don't, you know, he's not going to have the ankle. He's not going to have the shoulder. I think you have a healthy Cam Newton. I think that's what gets them into the playoffs next year.
Well, and the thing that worries me even more.
But do you do that knowing that you could have Trevor Lawrence? And again, I know you're not a Clemson fan. Trevor Lawrence is fantastic quarterback as sure. well. I think Trevor Lawrence.
Yes, fantastic is a fair word, right?
He's not going to be a Heisman next year for his last year in college. I think that he'll go early first round.
No, I think he'll go first round.
No, that's what I'm saying. I think
first
early
pick, first round.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. But also, we'll it's kind of like...
Where's Hinkley going to be? I'm just kidding.
I think it's more, too, that Clemson... They don't play anybody.
No, that's a fact.
I'm sorry, and your team's in there, and my second team is in there, and included in that.
I agree. I absolutely agree.
I mean, you don't... No, and North Carolina put up a fight, which is absurd.
Yep.
I'm not hopping on the Mac Brown train yet at all. I think Sam Howell's an excellent quarterback. I do think that.
Yeah, I agree. Well, I'll just say, okay, so is that number six?
Mm-hmm.
Well, good for you.
Bud Light.
I will say I think as long as the Panthers play it right, I think that they potentially will. New Orleans is not going to be New Orleans next year. I don't care how great Michael Thomas is. If teams know that they can rush Drew Brees and force him to throw every single time, he's going to drop it every single time.
Well, New Orleans is always New Orleans. They'll do this, right?
Right.
So they'll do what they did this year. They'll either fall short or lose in the playoffs.
Right.
Period. That's New Orleans.
But Drew Brees can't throw more than 25 yards. Same as Tom Brady. Tom Brady can't throw the ball more than 25 yards.
They don't bomb it, but they're completionists.
Right. But they're hitting slants. That's it.
So I would even.
But Michael Thomas is a wideout. I mean, you can't. Teddy Bridgewater can throw it to Michael Thomas. Drew Brees can't throw it to Michael Thomas.
Yeah, but are you gonna usurp?
Yes, I would.
Really?
I think Drew Brees is done.
No.
I think Drew Brees is done.
You can't do that. you replace Drew Brees when Drew Brees says he's damn well ready. I don't know how you can argue with it.
No. Drew Brees isn't going anywhere until Drew Brees is ready to go.
Yeah.
Although I do like the fact that the Patriots have not really recognized the fact that they recognize it, but Tom Brady doesn't seem to recognize that he has virtually no leverage in what's going to happen with him next year.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. I think he'll stay with the Patriots.
I think he will too. I think that would be anything else is imagine like
Tom I was Brady. Hoping for the Dolphins.
Yeah, imagine Tom Brady in a Dolphins uniform or a Jets uniform.
Imagine Tom Brady sitting on the bench with Fitzpatrick out there. That would be perfect.
Put me in, coach.
I want to see Fitzpatrick wearing a helmet with the beard coming out and having to talk to Tom Brady, who's holding the pad.
You know what it would be? Laces out, Tom.
Yeah.
You're holding kicks now.
That would be outstanding.
You're a place
kicker. Oh, my gosh. My face hurts.
Laces out, Tom.
That would be outstanding.
I like Tom Brady.
Oh, well, you can sail that ship.
I do.
the day is going to come, and we'll probably go ahead and start wrapping this up. I don't know where we went with this, but the day is going to come where Tom Brady and Bill Belichick are going to write a book together, and it's going to come out when they're both done with football and whatnot. And it's going to say, we pulled the biggest sham ever, and we got six Super Bowl rings out of it.
It'll be way better than that. It'll be cuter. It'll be like Milo and Otis.
Yeah. It'll have lots of pictures.
Every other page is a picture. Words on the left, picture on the right.
Yeah, it is. I know that they will. That's when they'll come out and be like, yeah, we cheated.
I read one of Bill Belichick's coaching books.
Oh, yeah?
And I got into it, and like his, you know, like apparently to him, like what he knows who would be like a good football player,
uh-huh,
is their ankles. Thick ankles, big ankles. That, I kid you not, that's like his son. That is a thing.
If I were to see Bill Belichick walking around at a university or was...
You wouldn't talk to him.
Well, no, of course I wouldn't talk to him. No, I don't take it back. No, I was telling somebody the other day. I've met all but the last. I've met out of the last six presidents, I've met all but the last two. I've never met Obama, and I've never met Trump. I have met
Bill.
I met Clinton.
W.
I met
both. HW.
I met both Bushes. I met Reagan. I met Carter. I met Ford.
How did you meet Reagan?
Reagan
and
was,
how old were you?
I was.
Hello, child.
I was 14 or 15.
Really?
Yeah. It was in Atlanta. All of these. I did Habitat for Humanity with Jimmy Carter was there.
Yeah, I could see that. That's the most like believable one.
But see, I worked at a conservative radio station. I worked at a radio station with a conservative morning show host. And I mean, like during political when HW was campaigning for his son, he came in. So I mean, and Clinton, we had Clinton on.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I worked at a news when I was interning at a news station was when I met Reagan.
I like Ron Reagan Jr.
It was not Ronald Reagan from 1981. It was Ronald Reagan from 1994.
It was. Well, where am I? What's your name?
Why does that lamp look like my wife?
Yeah. I don't know. Are these pictures moving? Ron?
But yeah,
I like Ron Jr.
I would meet. Oh yeah, yeah. I would. I don't have any issue with meeting Obama or Trump. I don't. I would show them just the same respect as I would.
I would love to meet Obama. I would meet Trump if I got the opportunity.
Yeah.
But God, this is what stupid looks like in person.
Yeah. Well. This is just a bag of narcissism and sociopathic tendencies.
I would literally shake his hand and be like, what the hell?
When did you cease being human? What does that feel like?
Yeah, you don't even feel real. Are you a robot? Your hands are cold. You're tiny.
Why do I smell bacon?
God.
Oh, well.
No, it's been excellent.
Yeah, this was good. We're gonna have to start scheduling this on a regular basis so that we don't get behind. And
yeah, we'll try to syndicate it to the most feasible degree.
Yeah, and also next time maybe we'll be more inclined to follow a path that stays on.
This was a Saturday or Sunday. Hey, we should do a podcast.
Yeah.
And yeah, then it comes on a Wednesday, and then it comes to Wednesday, and he's like, are we still doing this?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, and I don't know. We ought to try one of these one day when I'll eat a piece of fudge, and we'll see what comes out.
Oh, and we should also have some guests.
Yeah, I agree.
We have an extra microphone.
Yeah, I agree. So that would be good.
I know some people. Maybe we could try to get Eric Kimry on.
All right.
Who's the other one? I know the baseball player. Can't remember his name. He's awesome. I know a musician I could have on.
Okay. I think it would be fun to get other people that we know.
Sure. Absolutely.
Because there are people that we know that I find their behavior just to be
interesting.
Yeah. I want to know why they are the way they are.
Sure.
You know, so
if you hear this and you know us, let us know.
Yeah. Yeah. Feel free. You tweet as, well, what's your Twitter?
At Carolina King.
Is that
what it is?
I know mine's at Barrett Gruber.
It should be. And this is kind of pathetic, but I'm a mediocre tweeter. Yeah, it's at Carolina like King 21. A numeric 21. What's wrong with you today? Yeah. I'm a mediocre tweeter.
And for the podcast, it's at AAN underscore pod. So all about nothing. AAN underscore pod. So, all right. We'll do it again. I assume we'll try to do it again maybe next week. And see how it goes.
Assalamu alaikum.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for listening. Can't even put the keyboard in there.